Welcome to Compact Conversations, the show that compresses the day's AI news into 5 minutes. Today's lead is a major infrastructure move from OpenAI. The company says it has secured 8 gigawatts of power capacity at a new data campus in Ohio as part of a project called Ports Pike. That's a huge amount of electricity, enough to power millions of homes, and it's meant to support their future AI compute needs.
OpenAI is partnering with NVIDIA and SB Energy on this. The company says the project is expected to create about 35,000 jobs during construction and operation. The announcement frames this as a long-term investment in energy and compute, which is becoming a critical bottleneck for scaling large AI models.
One number to know today is over $7 billion. That's the reported price for Stripe's acquisition of OpenRouter, according to Bloomberg.
OpenRouter is a service that acts as a router for AI models, letting developers call different models from various providers through a single API. Stripe's acquisition gives it a key piece of AI infrastructure, moving the company beyond payments into the tools developers use to build and route AI requests.
In other financial news, Bloomberg reports Anthropic's revenue run rate has reached $65 billion. That's based on performance through the end of July, up from $47 billion in May and just $9 billion in late 2025.
That's a steep acceleration in less than a year. Bloomberg also reports separately that Anthropic is preparing for an initial public offering, showing how quickly revenue is scaling for the major AI labs.
Next, a pricing story. The AI report says OpenAI has slashed prices for its GPT 5.6 model by 80%.
That kind of cut suggests intense competition in the model-as-a-service market, where providers are pushing to drive adoption and usage volume. It's a significant drop that could pressure other model providers to follow suit.
For developers using coding agents, MongoDB has unveiled a managed MCP server for its Atlas database service. MCP, or Model Context Protocol, is an emerging standard that lets AI tools, like coding agents, securely connect to databases and other external data.
This new managed service means teams can connect agents to their live operational data in MongoDB without having to run and maintain their own server infrastructure. It's fully hosted within Atlas, so there's nothing to install or upgrade.
The code editor Cursor is rolling out its own code hosting service, called Origin, in early beta for all paid users.
It supports repos, pull requests, and syncs with GitHub, aiming to keep code, agents, and reviews in one place. The idea is to provide a unified environment where your agents can work directly with your hosted code. And finally, a security note from Hacker News. A report from Wiz details how an AI-generated GitHub Copilot autofix feature was implicated in a compromise of Snowflake's Jira system. The report describes a scenario where automatically applied code suggestions without thorough human review led to a security incident. It's a concrete example of the operational risks when AI-generated code is deployed in sensitive environments.
One thing to try is gathering specific evidence of human oversight for your automated AI systems. This comes from a Reddit thread in the AI agents community where someone asked, if an auditor or customer asked you to prove a human has been supervising your system, what would you actually send beyond just logs?
The thread highlighted that logs aren't always convincing to an outsider, so the practical tip is to proactively assemble a small portfolio of tangible proof. This could include screenshots of a human-in-the-loop dashboard with timestamps, a few annotated decision records showing a person overruled the AI, or even short, periodic video snippets of a team member reviewing outputs. The goal is to have something concrete that demonstrates active oversight, not just the potential for it.
That's Compact Conversations for Monday. More AI news tomorrow. Until then, happy prompting.